Instead of rehashing the old notion that it's too expensive to live in the Washington region, a new report looks at solutions. And as WAMU's Sasha Ann Simons tells us, it starts by offering some ways to fix the area's housing shortage.
Researchers at the Urban Institute say the region needs more than 250,000 low-cost homes and nearly 400,000 additional housing units to meet demand by 2030. Maya Brennan co-authored the report.
Different income classes are absolutely competing for the same housing. And this is part of the situation that we have in a city and a region where we don't actually have enough housing for all of the people here.
Gustavo Velasquez at the Urban Institute says addressing the issue is going to take comprehensive work by business leaders and local governments.
If we want to avoid for this region to become even more problematic, we have the opportunity to reverse course now and make sure that we don't have this affordability crisis to get even worse.
The researchers made their comments on WAMU's The Kojo Namdi Show. They say state governments also have a role to play. Virginia and Maryland should provide the additional funding to cities to build housing. For WAMU, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.